The Ohio State men's basketball team might be the worst in the Big Ten right now. I can't believe I'm saying that, but they are terrible. They've lost 5 of the last 6, including games to such basketball giants as Nebraska and Penn State. They were leading Penn State by 11 with 8 minutes to go and just couldn't bring it home. And Thomas, I'm becoming more and more convinced this team will not make the tournament.
Losses against Nebraska and Penn State are one thing if we're playing football.
Right.
But basketball, that's just – this Ohio State team is bad. And I think Lenzel Smith said it best at the end of the game. Top 25 teams don't lose at home in games like this.
Oh, they do.
They do if you're Ohio State.
Yeah. They were at Nebraska, right, at least when they lost.
They lost at Nebraska,
yeah,
yes.
They lost to Penn State on Wednesday night in Value City Arena to Penn State. Who's Penn State's best player ever? Calvin Booth, I suppose? John Amici?
Or now DJ Newbill, who hit 2 big shots against the Buckeyes last night.
Oh, Penn State. Yeah, I can't believe – I really couldn't believe it. I have the first shift here. I have to be at work at 4 in the morning, so I don't stay up and watch most of the games. And I was astounded when I woke up and saw it.
The last 25 minutes of the game, so part of the first half and the second half, Ohio State made 8 field goals.
That's very Ohio State. That's the Buckeyes were Buckeyes-ing so hard last night.
This team can't close. They can't score and they can't close
games.
They
can't shoot, yeah. If you give up 71 to Penn State, too, you evidently can't play defense.
72-68 overtime loss to Michigan State. 84-74 loss to Iowa at home. 63-53 loss to Minnesota. 68-62 loss to Nebraska. And now 71-70 to Penn State.
The other three are somewhat acceptable to Minnesota, Michigan State, and Iowa.
To a team that was ranked number 3? This is a number 3 ranked team.
Well,
they're not
anymore.
Well,
that's absurd. They shouldn't have been ranked 3.
But right? but they maybe well, obviously.
Yeah, I guess it's cyclical. But yeah, I guess I understand losses to Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan State.
Minnesota, we're justifying a Minnesota loss at this point. But what has Minnesota ever done in basketball?
Vashawn Leonard. That's before your time, I suppose. But no, I guess Nebraska and Penn State. That's comical.
This is a bad basketball team. This is a team that's going to struggle in the NIT tournament.
They could roll up the NIT. 2008, baby.
Yay. We win the NIT tournament. Congrats. In Madison Square Garden. It means absolutely nothing. It's the worst consolation prize of all sports.
Go Buckeyes. Go Buckeyes. It lost in this news, at least in the last few days, all this news of Ohio State at the bottom of the Big Ten and with the Blue Jackets being hot, cold, hot, cold. The Browns have a new head coach, Mike Pettine. The great Mike Pettine.
Oh, I've heard of him before this week.
Yeah, if you can't get Bill Cowher and John Gruden, you always ask Mike Pettine next.
The defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills?
If there was one position you have to poach from the Buffalo Bills coaching staff, it would be defensive coordinator. I'll give them that. They had a pretty good defense last year.
They had the third best defense against the rush, but their pass defense was horrid. But we have Joe Hayden, so.
Yeah, name one safety or corner on Buffalo. You can't.
I could barely name one on the Browns.
Well, yeah. Well, at least this guy got out of Buffalo. Kudos to him for that. And Jim O'Neill is the defensive coordinator. He was an assistant defensive coach under Pettine. And they're evidently interviewing Kyle Shanahan, the man who likes to flip people off in
yes.
Washington. They're interviewing him to be offensive coordinator. And also, this is a fun name to say, John DeFilippo. John DeFilippo. Mastermind behind that dynamic Oakland Raider offense.
Well, he's been given like gifts and Terrell Pryor as his quarterback, and I don't blame him for a terrible offense in Oakland.
Yeah. Getting back to Pettine, did you see his daughter tweeted, "It's the Browns, but hey, still pretty cool."
The most passive-aggressive tweet about the Browns ever. Hey, my dad's a head coach, but it's the Browns. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like when someone walks up to you and they just say, "Hey, I noticed you've been trying pretty hard lately." That's a perfect backhanded compliment right there. And also, have you seen the trailers for Draft Day?
I have not.
The Kevin Costner movie. It's kind of it's about the Browns. Kevin Costner is the GM and comes in and takes over the Browns. This is his feel-good story about
right.
the Browns. But it just adds to every stereotype about the cartoonish Browns front office.
What choice was Pettine on their list? Like
Was he on the list? Did he make the list?
was he choice 10? Was he choice 12?
Hey, you know what? He's pretty good. I don't know. He might be okay. You never know. What do you know? On the plus side, he looks just like that angry guy from Storage Wars.
Yes. The bald guy with the goatee.
Jared.
And,
spitting image.
And his wife, Brandy, on Storage Wars. I know way too much about Storage Wars. This is a revealing moment in my life.
Anyway, this Mike Pettine, new face of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns.